And we have a special treat this morning, all the way from Almsville, Oregon. Grandpa Cliff Carpenter is going to share a story with us.
Well, let's see. Hold up your hands, all you kids. Oh, got two right there. Yeah, I'm Cliff. I'm from Oregon. My wife of over 50 years is back there. And, of course, you've met Jim, our oldest son. Anyways, I have a story for you. I'm from upstate New York, believe it or not. I know I don't have the accent, but I am. And there's a story that surrounds the New York area. Now, some of you may know that New York is famous for its canals. Are you aware of that? They have different canals. They used to run up and down and so forth. Now, these canals are... they had these little boats, these flat-bottom boats, and they would have mules that would haul them, that pull them on each side. Well, it had been a really tough winter, and everybody wanted to get out. It was springtime. There was still some snow around, but it was one of those rare days when it was balmy. Must have been about 70 degrees. You know, you hear that mark, 70 degrees, you know. There was snow underneath the trees, but yet the grass was green, the daffodils were out, and the people said, we're going to have a good day. We're going to go out and have a picnic. And they came. Oh, how they came from the city. And, of course, the canal was really overflowing. There was a little boy down there. He had a boat that he'd gotten for Christmas. And he was taking that boat. Boys will probably know this. He took that boat and he pushed it out into the canal a little bit. And he got a real kick out of it because it would turn around and come right back to him. He got braver each time and he sent it out a little farther. And that boat would come right back to him. Well, he decided to really push that thing out there, that little boat, that sailboat. And it went out there and guess what happened? What do you think happened, kids? The canal took it. The current took that little boat. Well, he didn't want to lose his precious little boat. So he reached out to grab it, to retrieve it, and he fell into the water. And he got pulled right out into the current. He couldn't swim. And there he is, started going down the canal. Well, the mother started crying out, help, help, help. Somebody help my son. And everybody was looking around. Now, there's a lot of people out there. And everybody was looking for that one person that was going to go out there and save that little boy. After all, they couldn't do it. They didn't want to get wet. And all of a sudden, here comes this big guy, and he's trotting down the hill, taking off his coat and his shirt and all this other stuff. And he comes down there, and they said, yep, that's the one. He's going to watch this. He's going to dive into that water, save that little boy. Well, he got down the water on the canal walkway, and he stopped. And he just looked at the little boy and walked beside the little boy. Well, the mother was pretty upset about this. And she ran up to him. She said, save my son, save my son. He didn't listen to her. He just kept walking. She's all over him. Save my son. He didn't listen to her. The little boy was going down. He'd come up, go down, go up. Look at that bobbing, up and down, up and down. Well, it looked like he was about ready to drown. That was, he's going to go down one more time. That's it. Then that man dove in that water and got that little boy out. And he brought him over to the side and he carried him out of the water. And they were able to relieve that little boy, bring him back. Now the mother turned to the guy that had saved the little boy, and she said, why did you do that? Why did you put my son through that? Now all these people had gathered around. All the people that didn't go in to save the little boy now were there because they wanted to comfort the mother and the child. And he looked at them, and he said, ma'am, your son was not ready to be saved. That went over well. Had I dove in at the time you wanted me to die then, to save that little boy, he would have fought me. He would have maybe even taken me down with him. I couldn't do it. You see, I had to wait till he was ready to let go and let me save him. Boys and girls, that's the way Jesus is today. Mom and dads, that's the way Jesus is today. You want him to dive in and save your little boy or your little girl. But he can't. You see, we have a thing called free will. He wants that little boy or that little girl, or that spouse, to give up and to say, God, help me. Help me. I can't do it anymore. And he's there. He's there to help you, to keep you safe. Because now he can do it, and you've asked for it. So remember, boys and girls, your Heavenly Father is watching over you. And when you get in trouble, he's waiting for you to say, I'm here. Help me. Thank you.